right up behind school.
Have you been up in that area? Or?
I have a good friend who finished there.
In what field?
Nursing.
A
good friend is a doctor. I mean, he's taking dentistry.
Yeah, they're getting pretty big with their professional program. Say if you had a sack of groceries and didn't have your car. You say you picked it up and...
Toted it home. Took it home. Toted it.
What does tote mean exactly?
Carry.
Do you get the idea that it's something heavy when you say tote, or do you have to have your arms around it?
You have to have your arms around it.
What if you're talking about a heavy suitcase? You say, I had to wash that suitcase up 4 flights of stairs.
Haul it. Okay. Lug it.
And you tell a child, now that stove is very hot, so...
Be careful.
Don't
touch.
And if you needed a hammer, you tell someone, go...
Go bring the hammer.
And a game that children play where one child will be it and the others will hide.
Hide and seek.
What do you call a tree you can touch and be safe?
Touch and what?
And be safe when you're playing hide and seek.
The home tree?
Or how did y'all play that? What did you call the thing you'd run to?
We used to call it the base.
Okay. And in football, you run toward the?
Goal.
And say we're playing me somewhere, I'd say, well, you don't need to hurry. If I get there first, I'll
wait on you.
And if you're about to punish a child, you might ask you not to punish him. Just give him one more
chance.
And someone who always catches on to a joke and sees the funny side of things, you say, he's got a good sense of
humor.
And you say, we've got termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will
get rid of them.
Do you ever say get dead on them?
No.
And say if a child left a pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there, you say, I bet somebody
took it. Stole it.
Huh?
Stole it.
And you say, I have just brought him a letter.
I've just written him a letter?
And yesterday he
wrote me a letter.
And tomorrow I'll
write it.
And you say, I wrote him in the time I was getting
an answer, a reply.
And you put the letter in the envelope, then you take your pen and you
address it.
You ever hear people say back the letter?
Do what?
Back the letter.
Uh-uh.
You say, I was going to write him, but I didn't know his
address.
And if a child learns something new, like learn to whistle, you want to know where she learned it, you say, who
taught you that?
And you say, if the wind's from this direction, you say that it's...
So that away?
Or say, talking about the north, you say the wind is...
From the north.
And a wind halfway between north and east would be a...
A what now?
A wind from halfway between north and east, you call that a...
Oh, exactly. I see what you mean.
Well, what direction would you say it's from? If it's from halfway between the north and the east?
What's from the east? What's from the east?
Well, it's from between the north and the east.
It's from in between.
Okay.
I think that's what I would say.
So it's from the north?
North-south.
Okay. And you say all night long the wind?
Blew.
And the wind has what those clothes off the line.
Blown.
And it started to rain and the wind began to...
Began to what now?
The wind began to...
Blow.
And if the wind had been weak and was gradually getting stronger,